pet dog that poor.
Really?
The white dog. You lay down look like a rug. You got poor and hated.
What kind of dog was it?
I don't know. It looked like a fake fiddle, man. They got four feet, got some. It's just like him. He's good.
You mentioned the living room. Have you ever heard people around here call their living room anything else by any other name?
Mm-hmm. Man, that's all that one. You call his Dan.
And that's the same thing?
Mm-hmm. I imagine so.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call it the parlor?
Parlor? Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing with the living room.
Same thing. I was just wondering, you know, some people have a kind of an informal room in their house where they might watch TV or just relax or something like that.
I think that's what they call.
Now, would that be the den, a place like that?
Mm-hmm. I call mine the living room.
Gotcha. Have you ever seen any houses around here that were designed to catch a lot of sunlight, you know? You could just sit out and lie in
the
sun?
They call it sunroom.
Have you ever been in any houses like that?
No, I haven't.
Seems like it'd be a nice thing to have.
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't been in one of them. I take pictures of them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever, you mentioned talking about your bathroom. Have you ever seen anybody's house that had a bathroom that just had a maybe just a toilet and a sink, but no shower or anything like that?
No, I haven't. I see a picture of where they had a bathroom with a shower. Mm-hmm. Now, it used to be a place out here in Forest Park. It used to be a toilet that, but not there now, but it's called Mother Hole Park. Because down in the hole, like, Fangborn Candy Company was on West 7th Street, a big park out there close to them. Mm-hmm. Girlfriend of mine, her sister used to go there and take shower baths.
Is that right?
Just a shower bath, you know.
Uh-huh.
Shower.
Yeah.
And come over in there.
I see.
That's why if you go there, you get a free shower. And further down on 7th Street, is another park. Mm-hmm. I used to go there, swing a lot. Called Trinity Park. I think they call it Trinity Park. Some people call it Trinity, some people call it City Park, because it's out there close to the Trinity River.
Mm-hmm.
We went there a while back. There's Salvation Army things down there. Several things down there.
Y'all go on trips?
Just visit. They had a carnival down there. We went down there.
Mm-hmm.
Flash part back.
Yeah.
On the way back. And she opened the window because it's awful hot.
Yeah.
You look around. They're different bands and all things.
Mm-hmm.
On the way back, see where I opened the window. She said, well, open the window and they're trying to pull your rigs off. She goes, tell me, turn the bus.
What now? I didn't hear you.
It said, open the window and they're trying to pull your rigs off.
Oh.
And the one woman said, yeah, I said, and she lost her rig.
Is that right?
The wind blows so hard. And she says, oh, I got my wig. And laughing, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's mine. He went down there to take it for her, got it for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she all gave him something for us. No, that's all right. And she laughed, and she used that mask that we call it on her eyelid, on her eyelashes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And that girl's got to start laughing, and tears come out of her eyes, and they go on her eyes, you know? And we all start laughing then.
Yeah.
Because they thought it was funny because she lost her wig.
I bet it was funny.
Oh, it wasn't funny to her, but
no.
Down then, I guess it was.
Yeah.